Chag. Some very nice things I came across in Rabbi Dvorkis' Sefer. All right, first thing is, okay, it seems as a minug, I never heard of this, it's a Svarish minug, Avchaim Falagi became very, very popular today. Very popular today. So he writes that it was such a minug, and I've never heard such a thing, that for the 12 days following Simchas Torah, those 12 days correspond to the 12 months of the year. And a person should be on his best behavior. Just like we have on the night of Rosh Hashanah, Simone Milsa, everything that happens, everything you do, you want to have a good start. Everything should be a good simin. The year should start out good. Likewise, the first 12 days of the year, the first 12 days that follow from the Yomim, from Sukkos, there's always a Svarish thing. Corresponds. So today is Tishrei. Tomorrow is Cheshvan. Next is Kislev. You go through the next 12 days. It goes into the next month, into Cheshvan.
But in Israel, it would start yesterday.
Right. So yeah. So how do you... Oh, whatever. I mean, I never heard such a thing before. I never saw it. But anyway, it's something that a technique to keep in mind. Now, this made a very very big impression about this. I really enjoy what I'm about to tell you. This would be a very nice impression upon me. And maybe you'll tell me, who's this person? Rabbi Leib Misosov. Of Moshe Leib Misosov. Who is he?
He was one of the Talmidim of the Rebbe of Melch.
One of the Talmidim. Was he also a Rebbe? He was also a Hasidus? There's a Hasidus they call Sasov?
Sure.
Where? Never heard of this. There's a Sasov of Hasidim. There's a big. A Sasov. So today there's a big Hasidus called Sasov of Hasidim?
Not a big one, but there is.
Okay. So it seems this was the Rebbe, Sas of the Rebbe. So he saw the Hasidim, it was Mitzoy Nilas Achag last night, go through, think about it, it's very sad. You know, it's really very sad. You go through Elul, Rashana, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, 4 days leading into Sukkis, Chol HaMoed, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and then what? It's all over. Back to the world of reality. Gotta go pay the bills. Gotta go on a diet. After Yom Tov.
You set your scale back 10 pounds.
And you won't say
okay, it's time to go on a diet. Okay, it's you know, there's a certain high. You go through Yom Tov. There's no person that doesn't feel a little tinge of sadness when Yom Tov is over. Yeah, it's not a joke. It's a real deal. There is a degree of post Yom Tov depression. So he saw his Hasidim, the Sasev Rebbe, saw it was Mitzvah Yom Tov. It's been a very good. I'm about to tell you now. Made a reshim on me. I hope it makes a reshim on you. He saw his Hasidim Mitzvah Yom Tov. I guess they had a nila sachag at the end of Yom Tov. They all got together. They were singing. They danced. They had marif, and he saw the Hasidim were depressed. Like, you know, it's all over. Back to the grind. Back to work. And he said to them, how do you usher in, when does it really hit you that Yom Tov is over? When you come to the words, Atochon Antonu. Anyway, you daven Ma'ariv, right? So you daven, you know, Gurachim, they don't see, what are you? You daven Ma'ariv, and now you come to, instead of saying Atoch Kidashto, instead of all the Nuschois of the other Ram, Atochon Antonu, you come to Havdolah in Atochone. That's when it really hits you. So he said to them, the same Eibishter, that is the one of, the same one, I'll read you the words, of the same, let me read the words, Hichriz b'noya mamorav, hariboyne shel oylam shel ato choy nantanu, hu oysoy riboyne shel oylam shel ato vichartanu. The whole Yom Tov, if we've gone through the words, every Shmona Esra, every day kamat.
Every day.
Ato v'chartanu. Ato v'chartanu. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the whole way through. Ato v'chartanu b'kol ha'am. And now, what do we got left? Ato choynan tanu. No, that's just Havdalah. It's all over. It's the same Ato. The same Ribbono Shel Olam of Ato choynan tanu. Who is a Ribbono Shel Olam shel? Ato v'chartanu. There's what to be accomplished, what to be achieved, and Ato Chonantanu equal if not even greater than Atah v'Chartan. That really hit me. That's a really beautiful, beautiful verse. Okay, Tachnun. Do you say Tachnun tomorrow? Tomorrow, V'hurachim? You all ready tomorrow to say V'hurachim?
No.
Are you ready to say V'hurachim? Are you ready to say V'hurachim? It's a long V'hurachim. So I remember someone told me Chaim Berlin. Someone told me this, I think, a couple of years ago. Very interesting. The anniversary was probably tomorrow. Where I really have no recollection of what the minig there is. I know in the Young Israel, my father, they did say Tachnun, if I'm not mistaken.
You don't say Tachnun.
No. Wait, not so poshet. The Chazoinish was Makbe, the Chazoinish. Okay, all the B'nai Torah, they're heavy, comes to the Chazoinish. He's the gold standard, the Chazoinish. The Chazoinish is emphatic. You do say Tachnun. In Shulchan Aruch, it's clear as day. Shulchan Aruch writes that you do not say Tachnun. It's Simin, Kuf Lamed Aleph. It says clear. It says that you do not say the minute poshut shiloy lipol al pinehem bechol chodesh nisan v'loy b'tisha b'av v'loy bein yom hakipurim l'sukos. That's it. So why didn't the mechaber say and not to say tachnun the whole chodesh tishrei? The whole Chodesh is Tishrei because it's most of the month is Yom Tov. How come the Mechaber was very clear? You don't say Tachnun the whole Chodesh Nisan. You don't say on Tishrei V'loy, and you don't say it Bein Yom Kippur L'Sukkos. It's pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to be saying Tachnun tomorrow. Okay, it's pretty clear. And the Chazon Ish says that you should be saying Tachnun tomorrow. No games. However, the Pri Chodesh, the Pri Chodesh and the Magen Avraham, not on this siman, another siman, and a lot of other people say, no, 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 no. We don't say Tachnun the whole Chodesh. Okay, you go easy. You go easy. So someone told me, I have no recollection of what they did in Chaim Berlin, I really have no idea, but someone told me that 2-3 years ago, it was tomorrow, and it was Mincha, and after Mincha, the Rosh Hashiva, he felt Tachnun. And everyone there was looking, They were like shocked. What's going on over here? Because they were expecting, not that they probably don't remember any better than anyone else, but they were expecting they're going to get away with it, not going to have to say Tachnun. So half the Olam, the Rashiva Tachnun, the Rashiva was Tachnun. So you feel Tachnun, you do what the Rashiva does. And the other half was stunned. They didn't know what to do. So they didn't do anything. So the Rashiva right away, he got a sense that the people are not, there's something. So he gets up, and he got very angry, Kedarkoi, and he says, and I forgot exactly what he said. Someone told me exactly what he said. He said, it could be I'm mistaken, but we cannot have agudos. It's not tolerable that we're going to have two machanos here. Some do, some do not. So either we're going to do or we're not going to do. He says something like that. The next day, it seems like they had a meeting, I don't know, and they convinced him that the meaning of the yeshiva is not to say Tachnun. So the next day, he made an announcement that yesterday I made a mistake. I said Tachnun. It was a mistake, and we're not going to say Tachnun until Rosh Chodesh. Okay, whatever it is. There are different minhagei Yisrael. From the Mechaber, it's clear as day then you should be saying Tachnun. The Chazon Ish writes, you should, and he did say Tachnun. For whatever reason, it's very popular today in the yeshiva world not to say Tachnun.
Because you can still bring the
carpet. No, no more Tashlumin.
No,
only Shavuos you have Tashlumin. Only Shavuos you have 7 days. The re is over, done. The Shmini Atzeres is the last day of Tashlumin for Oil Asriya for Sukkot. No more Tashlumin. So why don't you? The only time would be L'chari, it's you go bus a roiv most of the month. You're not saying Tachnun, so you don't say Tachnun. However, he says some beautiful things over here, which really made a reshum upon me. And that is, this is a Jewish, it's not halacha. The Prichod, the Magen Avraham, there are a lot of big major league poiskim that say, we rely on that, do not say Tachnun. You should not say Tachnun. But he says it very beautiful. You had yesterday a Chosim Torah, and a Chosim Bereshis. There are 7 days. 7 days between Shmini Atzeret, between Simchas Torah today, Yisroel Chag, and Rosh Chodesh. This is Shiva Simei HaMishteh. The Shiva Simei, the Gans Klal Yisrael, all part of the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh. All right, so he's not in shul. So it's all part of the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh Memele. There's no Tachnun said in the Shivas Yimei HaMishteh of Chasan Torah and Chasan Bereishis. Another very beautiful idea. When they left the Regalim, when they left the Yom Tif, what did they do? What did they say in Chazal? They picked up the Shulchan and they showed Klal Yisrael the miracle L'ru'u Chibaschem Lefnei HaMokim, that the Lechem HaParm on the Sholosh Regalim, at the end of, it says in the Gemara, at the end of Yom Tif, they would take out, it's not clear how far they took it out, they did take it out, opened up the door, they took it all the way, but somehow, some way, they would put on display the Lechem HaPanim from the Heichel for the whole Klal Yisrael to see. They should see that there was steam rising from the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim was prepared 8 days ago. Okay, it was 8 days old. And yet, there was a miracle, the steam was still rising, it was still warm. And the Musar is, this is a dugma for Ne'ilas HaChag. They bake new bread every 8 days. There are approximately, in Eretz Yisrael, it's 8 days, in Chutz-Lartz it's 7 days, but there are approximately 7-8 days between the end of Simchas Torah and Rosh Chodesh. This is just like the Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim, the steam, the warmth, remain rising. The steam emanated, it came forth from the bread, the Lechem, for 8 days. Same thing. Just because Yom Tov is over, the steam is still rising. The bread, the Lechem, the accomplishment is still there, it's still rising, the warmth is still there. You still have to connect yourself back to the Yom Tov. You know, it's called also, another short idea which relates to this idea is, why is Chodesh Cheshvan called Cheshvan? So, obviously, it's not a Jewish word. It's a different word. It's whatever it is, where it comes from. But sometimes it's Nevuah Zara, whatever it is. But it's similar, it's related to the word Merachashan. Merachashan. Merachashan means your lips are moving.
Still moving.
That for a whole month after Yom Tov, you have flashbacks. Flashbacks to the Yomim, Noiroim, to Sukkos, the songs, the melodies, the nusach of the tefillah, merachashen b'svase. Your lips are murmuring. The melodies of Toiras Hashem Tamima, the nusach of the Yom Noroim, all of the beautiful melodies, your lips still murmur for an entire month after Yom Tov to take with you the accomplishments, the barachos, and the success of Yom Tov. Kein yihi ratzayin. Have a wonderful day.